Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday, December 5th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. Check out American Free Press on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Lots of interesting stories in American Free Press this week, so I would urge you to go to the website and sample American Free Press for yourself. And, you know, if you don't want to subscribe to the hard copy weekly newspaper, you can subscribe online and get the entire issue of American Free Press in what I believe is PDF format. And it's a little cheaper than your regular yearly hard copy subscription. And unless I'm mistaken, if you get a regular hard copy subscription, you can also get a free download of the online subscription. But I'm not sure about that. Don't hold me to that. In any case, I want to comment on last evening's program with Brother Nathaniel Kapner of RealJewNews.com. Fascinating program. Got quite a few emails from people who enjoyed the program. One of our listeners said that he didn't trust Brother Nathaniel because Brother Nathaniel happened to have been born a Jew. Well, you know, you take it as you see it, folks. You know, it's, he said a lot of things that I would agree with. I don't really recall anything in particular he said that I disagreed with. It's not like Brother Nathaniel has infiltrated this program, the Piper Report. I always think back to the fact that we had an anti-Zionist Jew named Jack Ross, who wrote a number of articles for American Free Press. The guy was Jewish, but very much a populist and a nationalist and very anti-Zionist. And that boob Christopher Boleyn cited Jack Ross as proof that the Zionists had infiltrated American Free Press. But it was not proof that the Zionists had infiltrated American Free Press. The guy was only ever in the American Free Press office a couple times and submitted articles on a regular basis. He had no control over the editorial policy or anything like that. Sometimes what you see is precisely what you get, and I sensed a great deal of sincerity on the part of Brother Nathaniel. I don't think he's playing any games. I think he's pretty straightforward. I was kind of disappointed that we didn't get a call from our professional defender of things Jewish, Aryan, from California, who has made quite a splash here as a caller on various RBN programs. It would have been interesting to see, or I should say in this case, hear what Aryan had to say, but having heard him say it directly to Brother Nathaniel. Now, that would have been interesting, but, well, maybe Aryan wasn't listening last night. But the next time Brother Nathaniel is on the program, I do hope Aryan will call in and try to make his point without repeating himself as he insists upon doing. But be that as it may, a few more things to comment on here. Excuse me. And then we'll eventually go to the phones. I'm sure a few people want to call in and comment on the program last night and perhaps other things that are distressing them or making them happy, as the case may be. Although in this modern day here, I'm not sure that there is much to make us happy, unfortunately. So I'm not going to pretend to bring you good news because, frankly, folks, I don't see much good news in the news. Okay, we are going to the break here. As I say, when we come back, some comments about items various and sundry, including an email I got from someone who is convinced that I believe in vampires. A fan of Belen and Hofschmidt. All right, more when we come back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hello?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper here. We seem to have been having some technical difficulties, but we are here live, just barely. Before we went to the break, you know, how many times have I commented on this program about the fact that people do not listen carefully and people do not read carefully and then proceed to jump to conclusions based upon their misperception? Well, the other night on this program, in the course of a little discussion, pointing out a subject that we frequently discuss and we will discuss again and again and again, the fact that Judaism is not Christianity, Christianity is not Judaism, there's no such thing as Judeo-Christianity, I pointed out that in the course of reading a massive volume by a professor, J. Gordon Melton, who is said to be a nationally recognized author, lecturer, and scholar, best known for his highly acclaimed reference works in the field of religion, I quoted Professor Melton's book, The Vampire Book. Now, this vampire book, as I described very clearly on the program, it's a massive volume of 852 pages covering the whole concept of vampires as it has appeared in folklore, in mythology, in religious writings, in history, in the annals of crime, in literature, and motion pictures. Now, as you know, there's a famous film, Dracula. It's about a vampire, and they've made many sequels to that and many versions of that. Popular films, blockbuster films. The book Dracula, very famous. The soap opera Dark Shadows that ran from 1966 to 1971, the feature character on there was a vampire. Millions of little children, including myself, ran home, and not just little children, adults too, rushed to watch that program every day. So the whole concept of vampires has been very much a part of popular culture, history, archaeology. Okay, that's what this whole book by Professor Melton is about. And I pointed out, I read a quotation from him pointing out that that vampirism is a subject that is discussed in the Talmud. And I pointed out that Christians generally don't put too much stock in things like this. And I mentioned that this was one book out of some 8,000 to 10,000 books I have in my personal library. Well, would you believe that I received an email from someone carping and complaining that I don't have the email in front of me. I didn't even answer it. I didn't even save it. It said something to the effect that says, while you believe in vampires, which is ridiculous, you still refuse to come to the support of Christopher Boleyn, who's been kidnapped, and you still continue to criticize Eric Hufschmidt, who is the guy who really broke the whole story open about 9-1-1, blah, 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 something along these lines. I don't believe in vampires, ladies and gentlemen. I don't believe in vampires. But, you know, I started thinking about it. You know, I also have books in my library, a lot of books about popular culture. About television, motion pictures. I have a book about the TV show The Brady Bunch. Remember The Brady Bunch? Remember Gilligan's Island? I have a book about Gilligan's Island. I have a book about the Beverly Hillbillies. I have a book about the drama Columbo. And guess what, folks? Neither The Brady Bunch nor the Gilligan's folks nor Columbo nor the Beverly Hillbillies were for real. But they were very much a part of our popular culture. I mentioned to you one time that my German Shepherd actually backed down Nancy Culp, who starred in the Beverly Hillbillies, but that's about as real as the Beverly Hillbillies will ever be to me. So I don't believe the Beverly Hillbillies existed any more than I believe that vampires existed. I have a copy of the Communist Manifesto in my library. That doesn't mean I believe in the Communist Manifesto. I have books on human sacrifice, the history of human sacrifice, which is a very real part of human history. Doesn't mean I believe in human sacrifice. I have a book about pets in America. Well, I do like pets. I like animals. So I thought it was kind of interesting to read a book about the history of pets in America, just as I thought it was kind of interesting to read a book about vampires. And yet here's one of the Hufschmidt Boleyn crowd saying, you believe in vampires, but you don't believe in Christopher Boleyn and Eric Hufschmidt. Folks, do you see how tough it can be to be someone, I don't mean to overstate my position here, but to be someone in the public eye or in the public ear, as the case may be, the things that you're written and the things that you say are misunderstood or, in as we've talked about in the case of Alex Jones, misrepresented. It's a tough job. Or as they say, it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. Anyway, I just thought you might find that as alternately amusing and irritating as I did. I mean, you know, hell, I have a big 10-volume set of the Talmud. I really have not gotten around to looking through it yet, but that doesn't mean I believe in the Talmud or I share the philosophy of the Talmud. I wish I could sick Dracula on Eric Hufschmidt, but then again, Hufschmidt might enjoy it. Well, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you'll notice this is a change of subject, and I'm sure you'll be glad of that. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she's a nice Jewish lady from Florida. She is complaining about the U.S. Capitol Visitor Center, this mammoth structure that's been placed out in front of the U.S. Capitol to greet visitors. It looks a little better, I guess, in the parking lot that used to be there. And now there's a lot of people complaining that it costs too much. Well, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's one of the biggest advocates of Israel, sitting in Congress, says, "I've never seen a bigger boondoggle in my life. It's like they're playing with Monopoly money." What absolute hypocrisy. The biggest boondoggle I've ever seen is this phony state established on stolen property in the Middle East based upon quote-unquote history that is not history but is mythology, built with guns, financed by American Jewish money and money from the Rothschild family in Europe, driving millions of Palestinians into exile. Maybe not millions at the time, but certainly there are millions of Palestinians in exile now. And that's a boondoggle, ladies and gentlemen. It is a totally fictitious construct that could not exist without billions upon billions of U.S. dollars. But here, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you know, playing to the peanut gallery, is complaining that she's never seen a bigger boondoggle in her life. Well, Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz, if you want to see a boondoggle, take another trip to Israel. I say another trip to Israel because I'm sure she's probably been there 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 times. I'm exaggerating, of course. Don't quote me on that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't say that Piper said that Wasserman Schultz has been to Israel hundreds of times. I'm being facetious and sarcastic. Speaking of facetious and sarcastic, I read today that my old roommate, Steve Israel, yes, that was my old roommate's name, ladies and gentlemen. It might come as a shock to Aryan. My old roommate from college. No, we weren't forced into a roommate situation. We lived together one summer with another person by choice, even though I worked for Liberty Lobby at the time, and he was a hardline Zionist working for a congressman on Capitol Hill. Steve Israel, who is now a member of Congress, is now hoping to get appointed to Hillary Clinton's Senate seat, assuming, of course, Hillary does get confirmed, and I'm sure she will be as U.S. Secretary of State. I saw one commentator say that he's got a great name. Well, he can't help the name he was born with. But his philosophy, I must assure you, is not mine, and I'm sure he would be the first to tell you that my philosophy is not his, but kind of funny when you think of the different paths we've taken. Well, the Committee to Protect Journalists has released its annual prison sentence, and it says almost half of all media workers jailed worldwide or are bloggers, web-based reporters, or online editors. You know, they're crying and complaining, and rightly so, about freedom of speech being taken away from people, but I don't hear them complaining about bloggers such as Frederick Tobin, who was taken into custody, fortunately released, or Ernst Zundel, or Jürgen Graf, who is not in custody, but who was tried in Switzerland, his face trial in Switzerland, or Germar Rudolph, or many, many other people whose names I don't know. Their sole crime is to raise questions about the Holocaust. I'd be curious to know whether Aryan thinks that people who raise questions about the Holocaust should be jailed. There is so much hypocrisy, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to these issues. Such utter hypocrisy. All right, a few more comments and we get to the phone.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux, lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life, turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. You know, when I'm wrong, I'm really wrong. I was predicting or suggesting there was a possibility that Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell might pull the plug out from Barack Obama in a presidential election and throw the state of Pennsylvania, to the extent that he could do it, to John McCain. Well, that didn't happen, but I based that upon the fact that Ed Rendell has a little-known history. At least they don't talk about it too much publicly. Anyway, a little-known history of screwing over Democratic candidates in favor of his old friend, at least in these cases, his old friend Arlen Specter, whom he used to serve with in the district attorney's office in Philadelphia when Specter was a district attorney, and I think Rendell was a junior prosecutor. But, excuse me, but in any case, I was intrigued today in the Washington Post to read that Chris Matthews of MSNBC's Hardball program is thinking about running against Arlen Specter in, I guess, 2010, maybe. It's very interesting. The Washington Post says Pennsylvania's Democratic Governor Ed Rendell hasn't exactly talked up Matthews' chances. They quote Rendell as having said on NBC, "Nobody beats Arlen Specter except in a Republican primary," and I told Chris that. In other words, here comes Ed Rendell to the aid of his fellow disciple of the Talmud, Arlen Specter, against this Mr. Matthews, who actually I find to be rather entertaining and certainly preferable to the likes of Rush Limbaugh and Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and these other gangsters. Well, you know, we lost 500,000 jobs this past month, ladies and gentlemen. And they say that we could lose up to 3 million jobs within the next 2 years. That's pretty scary. This is what our great, great conservative Republican hero, George W. Bush, has brought us. He had 8 years, ladies and gentlemen, to fix the damage that we were told was done to us by the Republicans, by the Clinton administration, according to the Republicans. And yet now we're facing what they're now saying is indeed a recession. Kind of interesting. Got an email from one of our listeners who reminded me that I had made reference to the fact that Senator Orrin Hatch has never met a nominee for the Attorney General's office that he didn't absolutely love, even the most liberal types that you would expect a conservative Republican, a well-entrenched conservative Republican like Orrin Hatch to oppose, simply because he has the capacity to do it without losing popularity in his home state. I never finished up my discussion of that, and I will do that in the closing moments here by saying this much, that way, way back, the late Sherman Skolnick, the Jewish iconoclast from Chicago, brought the spotlight a story indicating that there was an immense number of members of Congress, the House and the Senate alike, who had been bribed through BCCI, and he included Orrin Hatch among them, and this struck us all as rather peculiar. And I personally called Orrin Hatch's office and said, was Senator Hatch bribed by BCCI? They assured me, that's ridiculous, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, we were really anxious about that story, and we only ran it in a very carefully edited form because we didn't want to set ourselves up for lawsuits. But I have to give credit where credit is due. It was months later that it did come out that Orrin Hatch was in trouble over his connections to BCCI and the good, very good possibility that he had indeed been bribed by BCCI. And I want to tell you, Orrin Hatch was never prosecuted. But after that, Orrin Hatch became a devoted disciple of the Justice Department. I just think there's something that can be read into that, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist. I don't know. I can also tell you that the late Sherman Skolnick also told us that Dan Rostenkowski had been bribed by BCCI through the Chicago Board of Trade. Well, you know what? It did come out that two of Rostenkowski's children, I believe two of his daughters, had no-show jobs that were arranged through the Chicago Board of Trade. Well, Rostenkowski did go to jail, ladies and gentlemen, but it was not based on those charges. It was based on other things that were of a more petty nature and didn't involve the international intrigue surrounding BCCI, which, although it was widely painted to be an Arab bank or a Muslim bank, in fact, was very tightly wound into the realm of Israel's international intrigues, despite its public image. So anyway, I did want to complete that discussion of Orrin Hatch, which I left hanging in the air the other evening. I think I was interrupted by a break and forgot about the topic when I came back. We don't want anybody to think that I'm covering up. Okay, well, we do have quite a few callers here lined up, and we are going to the break momentarily here. So I'm just going to ask you to be patient for a moment and remind you that if you like this program or other programs here on Republic Broadcasting, you need to help support Republic Broadcasting, not only by patronizing RBN's products, but by making a donation, just a plain, flat-out donation to RBN, because it does help make this programming possible. I don't get paid myself to do this programming. I just do it because I enjoy it. But, you know, it costs money to keep RBN operating, keep the staff at work, and there are good folks there working for John and Sandra at RBN. So this year, make a Christmas gift to Republic Broadcasting. You can get their address on the website at republicbroadcasting.org. When we come back, we'll go directly to the callers with John in California. John, hang on there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
signs are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit, 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance, that's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to republicbroadcasting.org. And don't forget what I said this year. Send a Christmas card to Republic Broadcasting and put a nice donation in there. Even if it's 5 or 10 or 20 or if it's 100,000, put it in there. RBN needs it, and I'm not ashamed to ask for donations on behalf of RBN. Okay, we're going to the phones. We have John in California. John, come on up.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing tonight, John?
I'm fine. Happy Friday.
Yeah, tell me.
Hey, listen, I didn't listen to last night's show, unfortunately. It sounds like you had a real lively discussion, but I just finished another week during the day listening to all these, who it is, right or left, Republican or Democrat, conservative or liberal, falling all over themselves with the experts on, well, why this vote was fraud, or it may be fraud, or, you know, they're going to recount, and are the Democrats going to get a, as they call, a majority of proof?
Yeah, veto-proof majority,
say,
yeah.
Yeah, but it's one laugh after another.
You know, I just had this conversation with somebody a couple hours ago and pointed out, you know, that we talk about all this change, but, you know, it's the same group of people on the chessboard, you know, being rearranged. You know, it's you know, we have a different administration with a different party label, but it's really the same old power players, Democrats and Republicans alike, people who really you know, behind the scenes, people who don't really have any allegiance to any political party, only to the power elite. again, once again making decisions. So I think there's going to be a lot of disappointment on the part of a lot of Barack Obama supporters when the reality sets in.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right, Mike. I mean, I've been reading this a long time, and thanks to, like, the Spotlight, American Free Press Now, I'm not surprised. Yeah, same old, they bring up same old people, you know, they're just recycling them through. And I read this morning the Republicans are courting Joe Lieberman, the famous independent or closet liberal that, you know,
yeah, there's a,
we know what that means. No, they all vote Democratic.
So yeah, yeah. I mean, this is, you know, this is, you know, I tell you what always happened, and this is one of the main arguments. I said, if Republicans really want their party to be something, the best thing they could hope for would be for Barack Obama to be elected president, because historically, when Republican presidents have been elected, the Republican members of the House and the Senate tend to be a little bit more liberal than they do when Democrats are in the White House.
Right.
And, you know, another thing, too, I said that if a Republican like John McCain got elected president, that would absolutely ensure that no independent Republican like Ron Paul would ever have any serious say in the affairs of the Republican Party. And now one of the front runners for the they're having an election for a Republican national chairman. One of the front runners is Saul Anousis of the Republican Party of Michigan. He's one of the guys who went out of his way to block Ron Paul's efforts in that state. So, you know, it's more of the same, John.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, and the other thing I was going to say, every now and then another happened that somebody was able to, on one of these shows, I think it was Air America this time, able to slip in a little thing about something, and it had, didn't say the Israeli lobby or Israel or anything, but it had to do with some upcoming investigation or pending, and that all of a sudden gets cut off. So, oh, it's conspiracy theory. So, you know,
uh-huh.
They're protecting themselves or protecting the guest on the show, not to embarrass them, but anyway, I was surprised. I didn't know Sherman Scholing had passed on. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, he's been gone for a couple years, and I tell you something about Sherman. He was on to a lot of things. He had a lot of good sources. He had a lot of bad sources. But I tell you what, over the years, Sherman had his finger on the pulse of high-level and low-level power politics at its best and worst.
Yeah, I enjoyed listening to articles he wrote. Sorry, he's not with us anymore. Hey, one last thing to close. I got your new book. I started into it, and I'll tell you, even though it's fiction, I'll tell you, it's a really nice to read that.
Well, I'm glad somebody likes it. You know, a lot of people don't like political fiction.
No, but let me tell you this, Mike. Even though, you know, just starting, I read into this, even though it is, if people, and I tell anybody, get the book and read it. It's enjoyable. But the thing is that you understand that even though it's fiction, you read, it can really happen.
That's right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and you mentioned the old Dark Shadows. I remember my younger sister used to love to watch that in the afternoon after coming home from school. But, hey, you know, I always thought, you know, why do people write about those things where, like, you know, the old the devil's after another all-powerful man? Well, somebody write about a fiction about a man from God comes and zaps them all out of here. You know, that
well,
can happen,
I tell you what, in one sense, we do have vampires in our society today. And you can find them right up on Wall Street.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike, you have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks for your comments, John, especially about the book. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to our next caller. We have Charlene in Missouri. We haven't heard from Charlene in a while, I don't think.
Hello.
How are you, Charlene?
Oh, yeah, for a while you cut away. Hey, this isn't exactly pertinent to anything, but all day long I've been wondering what the Supreme Court did in reaction to whether or not Obama, as Dade put it, was ever a real baby one time.
You know, I tell you what, they had a story about that in the Washington Times today. There have been several lawsuits, you know, along those lines. And I tell you what my take on that is. Well, they haven't done anything yet, and they probably won't. And I don't think that they're ever going to stop him from taking the presidency. But, you know, my feeling about that is, where there's smoke, there's fire. Now, I don't particularly trust Phil Berg's lawsuit in particular, but the one suit that they are hearing sounds a little bit more rational. I don't know. I don't want to use the word rational. It sounds a little bit better framed, so to speak.
Yeah, is that Del? What's his name? Del? I can't hear it. Del.
Yeah, I think it's an Italian name.
Yeah, D'Onofrio.
D'Onofrio. Yeah, D'Onofrio. Yeah.
Yeah.
D'Onofrio versus Wells. Yeah. I tend to think, you know, I've talked to a couple of my Barack Obama supporter friends, and, you know, they just dismiss it out of hand, but that's what people do for partisan reasons. But
well,
the bigger point is the fact that, you know, we do have a Constitution, and the Constitution has certain requirements, and if, in fact, there is evidence that Barack Obama may not be a citizen as the Constitution describes, prescribes, indicates, requires, then we do have reason to deny him from the White House, but deny him the White House, I don't think it's going to happen, though.
Well, I was listening to Alan Stang the other day, and if I wasn't mistaken, they said they were either going to decide to consider it today or they were going to consider something, but I haven't heard anybody mention it, so I was just curious what their decision was.
Yeah, there hasn't, you know, when they announced they're going to consider it, that could mean it might take another month. You know what I mean? The Supreme Court moves at its own pace. They're like turtles.
Yeah, they probably won't do it till after, what, January the 20th?
And that's another thing, too. They probably won't do it till after January 20th and they'll say, well, we've decided there's not enough evidence here. And besides, he's already president.
I mean, the way it seems like, why let the Constitution be in our way no matter what they want to do?
See, that's exactly the problem. And so, you know, it was the same thing, you know, when Bill Clinton lied under oath, people said, well, it was only about sex. But I used to point out, and I didn't think it was such a big deal. I understood why Bill Clinton lied. But on the other hand, I always pointed out to people, hey, every time you sign a tax return, you're swearing under oath.
Right,
and they can prosecute you for perjury by filing a false tax return. So why should Bill Clinton be above the law as well?
Right. You know, last night's program with Nathaniel, I was given anything if Fredenberg had a tuned in and that fellow named Arian, I thought would have been really interesting.
That would have been interesting, but we haven't heard from Arian in a while.
Yeah,
I don't think he wanted to take on Brother Nathaniel.
I was sort of amazed. I can't always hear the whole Fredenberg show, but he was interviewing somebody about brainwashing, and I thought, my goodness, the poor man has no idea he's been brainwashed. Anyway, thank you.
Well, you know what?
Your program.
I tend to think I disagree with a lot of what Roger Fredenberg and his guests have to say, but I sense that he's a pretty decent guy. And he just needs a lot of good people to pray for him and hope that he comes around.
He did sort of start coming around about the Liberty, and he had two great, interesting guys on last night. I just hadn't gotten around to turning him off. But he had people on last night. I can't remember their names, but it was quite interesting. So, whatever.
Well, he may surprise us.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Hope everybody does.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Charlene. Good to hear from you again.
Bye.
All right, we have Wes in Idaho. Wild Wes from the Wild West.
Michael, how you doing?
How you doing?
Topic. Eric, another Eric. Eric John Phelps.
Ah, yes, that diamond merchant.
Yes. I have been exchanging emails on him, and he says that he debated you, and it's on the web.
I actually debated Eric John Phelps on Greg Szymanski's program on this network several years ago.
Can I find
it? It's up. It's somewhere. I've seen different places. It seems to be up there, posted at different places. You know, I found it very difficult to debate him for the simple reason that, you know, the one area that I do know something about that I critiqued him about, and that was the area of the JFK assassination.
Yes.
And there were certain things that he says the Vatican killed John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, there were certain quote-unquote facts that he put forth that I demonstrated were not facts at all. They were, it was misinformation that had been around for a for a while. So when you're trying to engage in an intellectual discussion with someone who is not armed with the facts, and yet they still want to persist in saying that these, that this false information are facts, then you have a problem. So I found it really a big waste of time, but I figured that if I didn't do it, then he would tell people I was afraid to debate him.
He claims here that you are a Jesuit temporal
something like that, Joe, yeah. You know, it's funny. It's funny. I made a copy of one of his charges that I'm a Vatican agent and sent it to some friends of mine who are devout Catholics who love Israel. And I said to them, I said, well, now here somebody says I'm a Vatican agent. So, you know, I laugh at Eric John Phelps, but I shouldn't, because you know, the facts about his ties to the Israeli diamond industry are, well, let's put it this way. If I was on the payroll of the Israeli diamond industry, I can see why people might have some doubts about where I was coming from.
Why can't these people that insist as the Illuminati realize that the Illuminati was funded by Rothschild in 1770, and also that the Vatican was taken over by the Rothschild in 1823? This, according to Hitchcock's book, The Synagogue of Satan.
Yeah, there's so much there. You know, the Rothschilds have put so much money into infiltrating so many things over the years that there are, you know, even things that don't appear to be Rothschild influenced, they in fact are. But I mean, you know, what Eric John Phelps is doing is putting out I think it's deliberate disinformation. I know that he put out some totally fallacious things about the Kennedy assassination. So when I see how wrong he is on that topic, then I can only assume, but perhaps incorrectly, but I can only assume that he has put out so much disinformation about so many other things as well. So, like I say, I wish he would just dry up and blow away.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right, Wes. Good to hear from you. All right, we have David in South Carolina. Let's bring David up. I think we have Dave in South Carolina. Wait, I think we lost Dave in South Carolina. All right. Well, we have Barbara Ann in Nevada. Barbara Ann, we have a break coming up, but we'll hold you over if you're there.
Okay.
Hey, Barbara Ann. Hey, thanks for that email. Very interesting email.
Oh, you're welcome. I've studied the Jews quite a bit in the last 4 years, both in school and on my own. And I have a question for you, Mike. My mama would say that a man of your caliber is smart and intelligent. Now, how is it that 500,000 jobs are lost in our collapsing economy? Do you suppose one Jew has lost his or her job? Or will, or has ever?
Well, you know, that's hard to say. That's hard to say, but I'll tell you what, I think let's be honest about it, that when we look behind the scenes and see so much of the financial intrigue that's been going on in this country that's leading to the loss of the jobs and the devastation of our industry because of the policies that have been carried out over the years, it all does come back to this thing we call the New World Order. And that thing we call the New World Order does reach all the way back to the Talmud. So so there's a lineage there, so to speak. And I'm sure a lot of Jews have lost their jobs, but I'll tell you what, in the bigger picture, they are part of the sacrifice that is being laid out here on this altar of greed and this rush to this New World Order that really is the international Jewish agenda. Some call it Zionism. Some call it Judaism, but all in the end, it is this desire for world rule by the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm. I think the Holocaust was the same as what you mentioned. I think I think the Jews knew they were going to be sacrificed, and I thought that they want to put this on an altar to keep this Holocaust going for 60 years, probably 600 years, you know. But when my husband was in Vietnam, they put him...
Barbara Ann, I tell you what, we are going to the break. You hold that thought.
Yes.
We'll bring you right up after the break. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We're getting ready to go into our final five. We have Barbara Ann from Nevada. Stay tuned. And remember, listen carefully to those advertisements that you're about to hear. And please patronize RBN's supporters, our sponsors.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping it up. We have Barbara Ann. You were just talking about your husband coming back from Vietnam, Barbara Ann.
Okay, and I'd like to give you an example of jobs for a Gentile and a Jew, for a comparison. When my husband was sent to Vietnam, they put him on the front lines. He was tough, from South Chicago. And when they do that, they want you dead. I mean, 90% chance you're going to die when you're on the front lines. He comes out, what kind of job you think he can get? The only skill he has is he knows how to kill. Now, if you look in your want ads, there are not many jobs for that. Now, you take his Jewish friend. His Jewish friend goes to Alabama, gets a gravy office job in Vietnam. When he comes out, he's got tons of office skills, opens a business, retires on this business, And he's very successful. His children are successful. His wife is successful. You see what I mean? The difference between, not only that, throughout all the history that I've been reading, the Jews instigate war. They'll even, like, on the Civil War, they'll be on both sides giving the money for the revolution, you know, both North and South.
Absolutely.
But they never lift up a gun. They put their feet up on the friggin' desk, and they watch our Gentile men getting crucified, murdered, maimed. I mean, I'm so upset I can't tell you, Michael.
You know, Barbara Ann, you know, I tell you what, although there have been Jews in combat, the fact is that, you know, I have heard the story once, if I've heard it 100 times from people in World War II, in Korea, in Vietnam, and elsewhere, I've heard virtually the same story that you have told me. So this is another case where there's smoke, there's fire, and in this particular case, I think there's a very big fire of truth burning there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I, like I said, I've heard the story too many times. You know, there was always a joke that the Quartermaster Corps was the Jewish unit in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the front lines like your husband and like my brother who was battered and maimed in Vietnam. You know, but that's a fact. And then when you look at all the intrigues surrounding the wars of history, at least modern wars, yes, we do find the Jewish hand involved because of a Jewish agenda that ultimately reaches back to this thing we call the New World Order. So, Barbara Ann, you're absolutely right.
Well, I think the Jews are charlatans. I think they're greedy, hypocrites, rapists, murderers, warmongers, whoremongers, terrorists, heads of syndicated mafia, monopolies, destroyers of humanity, Kikes, Sheenies, and fake chosen people et al., and those are my compliments. That doesn't even tell you what I really think about them because I can't say it on the air.
Well, you've said a mouthful, Barbara Ann.
Well, thank you.
I tell you what. Thank God there are a few Jews like Brother Nathaniel who have rejected all of those things. You know, there are anti-Zionist Jews like Mark Lane. There are even anti-Zionist Jews who don't necessarily reject all of those things, but, you know, there are some out there who are speaking out and who are not afraid to speak out, and that's why I think we need to support those people and not be afraid for fear of the Jews, because you clearly aren't, and I'll tell you what, Barbara Ann, there's a lot of other people in this country who feel precisely the same way. That's why they're getting scared.
Well, I hope they wake up.
Yeah, I hope. I tell you what, if enough Jews could come around to the thinking of Brother Nathaniel, we might have a better place all around. But that's a lot to hope for. All right, well, thank you for your call, Barbara Ann. Apologies to Dave from South Carolina. He called back, but we couldn't squeeze him in. Joel and Dave in Massachusetts. So we'll be here Monday night, God willing, folks. Have a good weekend. Say a prayer for the people that really need the prayers, and that's us Americans. Well, actually, all good people all over this planet. Let's not be restrictive. All right. Have a good evening, folks, and have a good weekend.